my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific, safe, healthy day today. As always, be sure to check out a few of the kits that we have on special, including the early morning stack here. This is the ultimate morning energy kit we've been running a lot of times for actually years. And first time I threw it together on a kit for you guys, so be sure to check it out on sale with the Fit Food and the Acai. And either you can pick the Fit Food in either chocolate or vanilla. Chocolate, Acai, the purple sticks, they taste fine. Me, I'm used to drinking them. The vanilla tastes a lot better, though, I think. So you can try either one. Let me know which one you guys like or which one you guys are trying at Team Health Masters. And be sure to give us a call or emails if you need anything. And follow us on the Brower Show, including get the updates with all the latest news and health research right here. Put in your name, your email, and click which one you want. I'd click both if it were me. And you get these sent right to your email every single day. And how are you doing today, bud?
I'm doing great. I learned some stuff yesterday that I had not known, and I'm still doing some research on it. I'm going to share it real quick.
Yeah.
There was a gentleman, he basically is a neurosurgeon. He was talking, and a lot of you guys have seen it. I posted it on the website. But he basically did about a four-hour podcast. I got through about 2 hours of it, and he went into the Kennedy assassination, but he also went into Simeon 40 and the polio vaccine. And, you know, we've covered this many times on the show before.
Yep.
A lot of people don't know about it, but back in the 50s when they were working on the polio vaccine, the guy who basically developed the vaccine decided to inject his two grandkids, and then, of course, they both died almost immediately. One died within a week. It's sad. And the sad part about what all of this is they knew this stuff was unbelievably toxic, and they found out that the monkey kidney cells they had used to grow the doggone culture in, you know, had basically bone cancer, breast cancer, and brain cancer in it. And so what happened is they created about 360 million of those vials. They weren't vials. You had to, like, drink them. And then they passed them around to everybody, had all these young kids drink this live virus. And a lot of kids came down with polio because of it. But a lot of people were also inoculated with, the seeds of cancer of brain, bone, and breast. And so it's a major, major, major issue now with having so many people come down with breast cancer. And there are other environmental variables like aluminum and the deodorants, the hydrogenated oils, a lot of things like, pork lowering the immune system. There are a lot of other variables that can affect this. And the reason I'm bringing it up right now is I have a good friend of mine right now who was basically diagnosed with bone cancer, osteosarcomas. They were migrating around his body, and they've come back on him now. He's trying some different therapies and different chemotherapies, and he's trying to, stay alive. And it's sad because he's going through a lot as far as from a personal standpoint right now because of all of this. But when he was talking about that last night, I found that very interesting. He went into the micro detail on who the people were who developed it and what they did and basically how they lied to the American population as far as giving it to us, as far as baby boomers, in school. It was forced on us is what it was. I remember taking it. I remember the nurse sitting here saying, "You have to drink this." And I said, "I don't want to drink it." And I mean, it was one of those, we're going to have your mom come if you don't come drink it. "I don't want to drink it." And, it's kind of like me with my anti-vaccine hesitancy. I still don't want to do stuff I don't want to do. And it was kind of crazy. But he said something yesterday that was very interesting to me. Now, whether he can prove this or not, he said that the Simeon 40 was used in the COVID vaccine.
Like as a base?
Mm-hmm. Because we knew that there was an anti-immune system in there as far as lowering the immune system to allow your body to create, these spike proteins. But he's saying that the Simeon 40 was actually put into an injectable form and basically put into the human body. And that's why we're having so many fast growing tumors and cancers. They're calling them turbo cancers. I've got one friend of mine over in Tampa. He said he had five friends who developed turbo cancers. They all died within 4 to 6 weeks. And it's crazy because when they tested this on one of the inmates in one of the prisons, they told him he was going to be basically injected to die anyhow. He had like a week before they injected him. They said, "Well, if you let us inject you with this, we're going to go ahead." This is back in the 50s. "We're going to go ahead and give your family a bunch of money because you're basically being used as the lab experiment, but it's going to kill you." It's horrible. You think, well, this sounds awful. It is awful. But he did it, and he was dead within a week. And now that's apparently the base that they've used, according to this neurosurgeon, in the COVID vaccine. And I certainly hope he's wrong. But he says he's not. He says that Kennedy and Trump both have copies of all this and all this research he's done. It was a four-hour podcast. It's well worth the first 2 hours. And then he talks about blue light, how dangerous that is.
Oh, yeah.
And he's right about that, too. The blue light is horrible on the eyes. That's why I've got blue blockers on my screens, on my iPhone. You got to really stay away from this, especially at night. And it can really, what it does, he said, it disrupts the dopamine system in the body and makes you unbelievably addicted and drains down the adrenals really, really, really bad. So he really went into, he actually went into very good detail with that. And he was saying they don't want you to get sunlight because sunlight's actually healthy for you.
Yep.
And we've talked about that before because so many people wear sunglasses in the sunlight and all the other stuff. And they don't try to get, they all filter the light out of their eyes, the good light. But that was very interesting. Then he went into detail. And then at the very end, it was interesting. I was listening to it for about 2 hours. He starts talking about why Kennedy was assassinated.
Yeah.
He knew a bunch of the players in that too. And then he brings Israel into it. We talked, and the reason I'm bringing this in depth right now is because we talked about this yesterday as far as these Kennedy released documents now. And he said the main reason that, you know, Kennedy was assassinated is that he told Israel he was never going to let them have nuclear weapons and that he was going to go in and inspect their nuclear facilities, make sure they weren't developing them. And then the Jews got all mad and said, well, we're the ones who gave you guys the bomb. Why can't we have the bomb? And then about 5 or 6 years later, after Kennedy was, assassinated, their reward was this with Lyndon Johnson. They were given literally, hundreds of pounds of enriched uranium, Austin. And they and there was a huge, huge, huge blow up as far as in the media about this, how this uranium had gone to Israel for their nuclear program. Now, I thought that was interesting because I had forgotten about that. I had known about that earlier, but that's how they developed the nuclear weapons they have. And then it was so funny, too, because the podcast, when he starts talking about that, suddenly it goes, beep.
Really?
No, they edited it. They did it twice at the very end when he's talking about it. They took that out. I guess the podcaster thought the information was just too hot and did not want to go out because he would not want to be responsible for it. But he was straight calling out Israel. And he told him, well, if you don't want to look at it, you've got to look at the truth of what this is. And he starts mentioning another guy who had done a bunch of research on the Kennedy assassination. And he told him, he said, well, he's not looking at the facts here. He's not looking at the truth. Everybody skirts around this. Everybody wants to bounce around this. And nobody wants to talk about the 40, 50, 60 or so, however many are left, dual Israeli citizens that are in Congress or in the Senate. And nobody wants to talk about sacrificing liberty, that video that was done about Israel coming in and strafing the USS Liberty 5,000 times with rounds of, the 20 millimeter cannons, trying to sink it, hitting it with a torpedo and everything else. I mean, nobody wants to talk about that, and that it was taken to a naval port that couldn't be, in the media a lot. All those guys were told they couldn't talk about it. And finally, all these years later, they've come in and they've done a video on it that everybody needs to watch. All of this happening at the same time back in the 60s. And then Lyndon Johnson, of course, having a Mossad agent as his girlfriend who was always married to someone, was married to somebody else. This thing's a real poop show back in the 60s. And, you guys are always talking, oh, the 60s must have been so much fun. Well, we had some pretty good bands. We did have that. But other than that, it was awful. You know, we had the president assassinated, his brother gets assassinated, Malcolm X gets assassinated, Martin Luther King gets assassinated. And they were killing a bunch of people.
Yeah, they were.
And then on top of everything else, the government had been usurped by the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about. He goes into detail all of that kind of information yesterday. But it was so funny to me how that podcaster did not want to talk about Israel at all.
No, you're not allowed to.
Well, the same thing is true right now. We've got this judge now, this federal judge, that is saying that, Biden can or that Trump cannot get rid of these people and take them out. And, now there's a big fight. And this is James Boasberg. Now, what's interesting about this, it's not saying what nationality he is, but with a name like Boasberg, he's probably dual Israeli citizen also. But what he said, he's an American lawyer and jurist who is the chief judge in the United States District of Columbia, appointed by President Bush. He served Bush, by the way, who's skull and bones, a judge of the Superior Court of the District of Columbia. And also, he is also skull and bones.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, that's out of Yale. And he basically was a member of Skull and Bones, as was Bush, who appointed him. Because remember, these guys really work together to promote each other and to push themselves into positions of power. So I thought that was very, very interesting that he was Skull and Bones. And, it's crazy to me because, it says right here, Boasberg went to St. Albans School in Washington. After high school, he attended Yale, where he was a member of the undergraduate society Skull and Bones. Remember when they asked Bush about Skull and Bones? They said it was a secret organization. Tim Russert did that. And Bush said, I'm not going to talk about it. It's a secret organization. And right after that, he was killed or he died. I could say that because he brought that up. So I guess there's certain things you could say, certain things you're not supposed to say. Maybe I wasn't supposed to say that this morning. But it's interesting to me that this guy was deep in Skull and Bones, pointed in there by Bush Skull and Bones, and now he's coming in there and saying that we cannot deport illegal aliens that are basically gang members, and actually ordered that the people be returned back to the United States. But Trump refused to do it because the plane was over international waters. Yep. It was not subject to basically the laws of the United States of America. And he took them all down there and dumped them in a prison down there.
Well, the rats are trying to abandon ship, but at the same time, they're trying to salvage what they can. I saw this too. Another judge now blocks Trump administration from terminating a $14 billion in green bank grants. There's a lot of judges now. We knew this was going to happen.
Biden put in hundreds of these liberal judges.
We knew when these executive orders went through there's going to be a lot of blowback and a lot of flack. Mm-hmm. And they're saying a federal judge on Tuesday blocked the Trump administration from terminating $14 billion in grants awarded to three climate change groups by the Biden administration, saying the government's vague and unsubstantiated assertions of fraud are insufficient. The Environmental Protection Agency will not end the grant, which totaled $20 billion.
A lot of money.
That's also a lot of cash from the EPA throwing money around. And on top of that, you've also got a federal judge blocks Trump's transgender military executive order.
What? I haven't heard this one yet.
Biden-appointed judge strikes down Donald Trump's executive order that deemed transgender individuals unfit for military service. This just came out today. And what's crazy about this is they like to block it all the time.
Especially, this is getting ridiculous with blocking everything.
No, it's insane. But what is interesting about this is you start seeing now that these judges are absolutely going for blood with this because they do not want a lot of this stuff getting blocked. They have spent – we knew they've spent so much time and money and effort over the last decade completely and totally undermining the military, the government, the schools – doggone society in general. They do not want this stuff. So they're saying here that the U.S. District Judge Anna Reeds ruled that Trump's order to exclude transgender troops from military service violates their constitutional right. And I don't even know what the basis of this is on, because you're talking about – we did a whole article on this, and there was actually I think it was gay service member. He talked in detail about the cost of what the transgender troops are doing to the military. Mm-hmm. And how these guys basically for the rest of their life, they're sucking money out of the military to continue to have all their hormone blockers and hormone replacement therapy and continual surgeries, just because it's the easy way now to get that stuff done.
Well, you know, Trump has also stopped the Secret Service protective detail of Hunter Biden.
I saw that.
You know, I mean, there were like 25, 30 agents.
14.
Well, they were two people, and they both had like 14.
Yeah.
They had Hunter Biden. He was down there. He was vacationing in South Africa.
For 3 months.
With an entire Secret Service detail.
Yep.
And Trump said, this is ridiculous. And then his half-sister, basically, that detail was stopped, too. It's interesting to me, because I know I've got a friend of mine right now who works with Benjamin Netanyahu's son, you know, in South of Florida. And I'm not going to give you any city names. And he is a security guard, bodyguard for Benjamin Netanyahu's son. And they have a full detail around him, but he's not being paid by the federal government unless he's getting subsidies from the federal government to protect him. And, you know, it's funny to me because, I mean, Austin and I have to, like, you know, we walk around carrying Glocks and Kimbers and whatever else we have, you know, because we want to make sure we stay tight and protected. It's sad to me that these guys feel as though they have the opportunity at this point to do whatever they want to do and have these millions of dollars a year in security funds.
Yeah.
And so many of these guys are, quote, anti-gun.
That's the funny part about it.
Okay, they don't want to. Why do you want to carry a gun? Well, they don't have to carry a gun. They got 14 security personnel around them, fully armed. And you know, it's just incredible to me that they've actually done this and they've continued to say all of this stuff. By the way, all hell breaks loose in Turkey, as basically they have been told now that you know, that the arrest of Erdogan's top opponent sends the Turkey lira crashing to record low, triggers market wide trading halt throughout Turkey. Now, Austin and I've been to Turkey. We've been to Ephesus. You remember that?
Yep.
I mean, a little interesting story here for you for Ephesus. We got to go to the library at Ephesus. We got to hang out in Ephesus for the whole day. We had a really good tour of Ephesus. And this is where Paul wrote the letter to the Ephesians. But what's interesting about this is we bought a rug in Ephesus, right outside of Ephesus, a really nice, about a 3x5 foot Turkish rug. And we paid the guy, put it on the credit card, and he never shipped it. I kid you not, we never got it. I had warned the guy that I was with. In fact, he was the bodyguard to Benjamin Netanyahu's son. He was there with us. He told me to go ahead and have him ship it, and they never sent it. And it wasn't a lot of money. It's like $300, $400, I guess. It wasn't like 40,000 crazy people. It's unbelievable. Huge amounts of money for rugs, which simply they're not worth that. And what ended up happening is they never shipped us. We complained. I backcharged it, or, you know, disputed the charge of my credit card. And then they called me up. They said the guy had died. they were chasing him because of my rug on top of a mountain, and he went over the side and died. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to get me to give him another credit card. And then they tried to sell me the same rug again. I said, no, we're past that. I said, you send me the rug, I'll send you the money this time. You remember that? It was crazy. You think, well, where do you come up with these stories? These are all real stories of our life. But it was beautiful. We got to sit there at the steps of the library at Ephesus, and we got to listen to the guy. And Austin was a little bit bored at that time because he's a bit young. But it was a very interesting story because the Roman baths were there, and they were basically cutting all the wood from all of the hills. Ephesus was a seaport. And when they cut all the trees down and cut all the vegetation down, they started having a whole bunch of silt getting into the port, and it filled it in. It could no longer accept vessels. And so the whole thing kind of went bankrupt. And it kind of got stuck somewhere. They had to move it. But I thought you'd get a kick out of all that. But that was interesting with Erdogan and all the rest of the stuff. Austin, what's your next story?
Well, the health news. This is an article I didn't get to yesterday. I told you guys I would cover it. It talks about how new research shows that B vitamins may reduce glaucoma risk. This is a pretty interesting article. It says, merging body of research offers a glimmer of hope for individuals with glaucoma, including high-dose B vitamins. The key published in Nature, analyzed data from more than 5,000 Americans aged 40 and above in the National Health Nutrition Survey, large U.S. population-based study, and investigated whether daily intake of B vitamins, B1, B2, B6, niacin, folate, could reduce glaucoma risk. And what's interesting, the research shows that in glaucoma, the mitochondria is damaged, preventing them from producing the energy cells they need. Additionally, glaucoma patients had lower levels of niacin, which is essentially proper for mitochondria function. So when they looked at this now, they showed that they gave 21 glaucoma patients with moderate vision high doses of niacin and basically calculated equivalent levels of effective dose in mice studies. After more than 2 months of treatment, the patients experienced significant improvement in visual function. This is a big deal because a lot of times, you know, people are always asking questions about this and what they can do. And it's showing here that glaucoma vitamin therapy is actually effective in some cases. Now, again, it's not the end-all be-all of everything, but it absolutely does not hurt whatsoever. B vitamins are essential for the body. I tell you guys that all the time. And in most cases, you see that people's issues that they're having is sometimes, a lot of times, in nutrient deficiency.
Well, they're talking about ATP and B vitamins again. And remember, I mentioned to you guys before that without the adenosine triphosphate cycle, also known as the citric acid cycle, that without B vitamins acting as basically a spark plug, that it can't work.
Yeah.
And so they're saying now that these B vitamins are there to help the eyes and help the eyes to do what they need to do with ATP production. So do I believe this is probably true? Yeah, I probably do.
Well, you know, I mean, changing your diet, adding in certain supplements, doing things differently if you want different results. I had a great customer came yesterday. I can tell you this. He's down 90 pounds so far last year following our program. 90 pounds.
Must be eating eggs in the morning.
He's eating super clean. He cut his diet back over the last year, cut the Mountain Dew out. He said he was down about 60, 70 pounds, and then he cut the Mountain Dew out, and he's dropped about another 20 pounds after that. Now, he said he factored in that he was drinking about 1,000 calories a day just from Mountain Dew, and he gets up in the morning, does basically fasted cardio, and his diet's super clean, a lot of eggs, a lot of chicken, a lot of fish. And he's run the berberine, the cinnamon extract, and the ProCut Core. And
great product. Great
stuff. Yeah, and then at night he's going to train. So he's doing fasted cardio in the morning, and then he's training at night. It's also interesting, he works for the school system over in North Lakeland. I'm not going to give any information out on him. But he said that pretty much everybody on the school board is that's awake and alert and is knows what's going on, as they're all hoping the Department of Education is going to get dissolved.
Well, no, it needs to go away.
No, and he said, and he made a valid point. He goes, you know, every parts of the country, you have different demographics. You have different education systems. You have different aspects of, you know, everything. And he goes, what works for somebody, you know, school class in North Dakota probably isn't going to work the same for everybody in Florida. Certain things have to be able to change. They have to be able to flex. And they said the problem with the Department of Education is they want everything to be a one fit all the time so they can control it and manipulate it and then use money as a carrot on a stick, essentially, in front of the donkey to keep these schools following what they're supposed to do and not deviating from the narrative, which turned into a communist narrative now by dangling money over them. Oh, if you do this, you do this, we'll give you a little bit more money, a little bit more money. And he said it's a nightmare. And so they want the Department of Education dissolved. No, everybody's pretty much sick of it now.
Oh, by the way, the name of that loss of all that uranium was the Apollo affair.
There
I posted
it
on the thing. It says from 1965 to 1980, the Federal Bureau of Investigation investigated, you know, nuclear materials and equipment stuff, and it said in February 76, the CIA briefed a senior staff regulatory agent about the matter, stating the CIA believed the missing highly enriched uranium went to Israel. That was Johnson's gift to them,
there
as far
go.
As on my opinion. Johnson was really a bad dude. So I find it interesting he died just a few years out of the White House, And I don't know if that was something that they decided that he knew too much, or if he was just having a lot of health problems. I'm not going to speculate on that whatsoever, though I think I just did. Just speculated.
Purdue Pharma, the Sackler family, OxyContin.
There we go.
They are now filing a new bankruptcy plan to settle their opioid settlement.
Well, it won't stop on them. Well, yeah. Well, no, they want to do. They made over $100 billion on that product. And now they had to pay out billions already.
Billions. They basically said their new bankruptcy plan on Tuesday marks a major step towards finalizing the opioid settlement of $7.4
billion. That's
the one. The maker of the powerful semi-synthetic opioid oxycodone, marketed as OxyContin Controlled Release. According to a statement announcing the proposal, a new public benefit company 100% devoted to improving the lives of Americans were created after Purdue is dissolved. So the Sackler family, which previously owned Purdue, would have no ownership interest in role with the new company. According to the statement, which noted family members have no involvement in Purdue since 2018. But what's crazy here is they're now going in and they're saying,
how many millions of lives were ruined on this?
Yeah, said the plan would see the Sacklers pay out approximately $6.5 billion in installments over the next 15 years, subject to certain reserves. They pay another $1.5 billion on the day the reorganization plan becomes effective, and Purdue would contribute 100% of its assets with an expected $900 million in cash available for distribution on the day of emergence. I guess there's going to be a bunch of individual victims receive more than $850 million subject to certain reserves. Now, I don't know why a lot of the victims are not receiving more money in total aggregate with that. I don't mean
Because the law firms have all these fees. Jeez. No, that's what this is.
They're paying $7.5 billion, and basically the individuals affected are getting $850
million. Well, you got to remember, $850 million, there's millions of people affected. So, I mean, you're going to get $850 bucks a pop? I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, it's just, you know, but again, the attorneys are going to make, you know, billions.
Billions off this.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, an Obama judge has now ruled against the DOJ shutdown of USAID.
Okay.
Wow. Maybe that doesn't happen. He orders that the employee access be reinstated.
What?
Yep. He goes, in the latest legal turn of events, since the United States is now governed by activist judges, an Obama-appointed federal judge on Tuesday found that Elon Musk and DOJ likely violated the Constitution when it shut down the USAID slush fund and ordered them to restore access for current remaining employees. Now, it's not saying all of them have to come back to work, but he's saying that some of these other employees have to have their access restored. U.S. District Judge Strong ruled in favor of more than two dozen unnamed current and former USAID employees and contractors who challenged the Trump administration's effort to shutter the organization. In a 68-page decision, Strong granted in part their request for a preliminary injunction ruling that Doge and Musk likely violated the Constitution's Appointments Clause and separations of power. Remember, we told you
these
guys.
These judges, man. We talked about it.
Well, Biden put in hundreds of them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we knew when this happened. I said this executive orders, the problem with this is they're all going to hit these judges' tables, their desk.
And how many of these judges were put in by auto pen?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to say that again. I mean, because Biden didn't have any idea besides how to take a dump on the platform. He had no idea what to do, right? So all of these judges? No, I don't think so. I think it's all I think it's all auto.
The district judge immediately give USAID employees access to their email, payments, security notifications, and all other electronic systems. Wow.
It's just, I mean,
I knew they were going to fight this hard. I wasn't sure if these guys are going to comply or not. The problem is, man, we said this. When you get this level of money floating around, these big old slush funds and all this cash floating around, all these LLCs and all these shell companies that they found this going to USAID, that money, man, that money's fungible. It moves around.
And they can hire a lot of attorneys to go after these judges and make these things stop.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you're talking billions and billions of dollars.
One more thing that Dr. Jack Cruz, that neurosurgeon, said on that video that I posted yesterday. He said that one of the main reasons that they did and they came out with the COVID vaccine and they used the Simeon 40 fast-acting cancer, he says, was to basically exactly what we said months ago and years ago, that they wanted to kill as many Social Security recipients as possible.
Oh, yeah.
But he said something else. He said a lot of people end up putting all these monies into the 401ks and all these Roth IRAs.
Roth IRAs, yeah.
And he said that a lot of that money, if the person dies very quickly and if it's not distributed, that about 45 to 50% of that goes back to the federal government as a inheritance thing. But so, you know, it's like, so he said that that's one of the other reasons they targeted. But he said the problems happen now is not just killing old people, the ones who were very sick and very weak to start with. It's also killing a lot of younger people. Now, we saw a lot of those athletes on the fields have myocardial attacks and pericarditis attacks and heart attacks after while they're playing, you know, soccer, et cetera. The problem is that's not being reported anymore.
Now, nope.
So they covered that up. So it may still be happening, but we don't know about it because, again, everything gets censored as quickly as possible. But he said it's a major eugenics protocol. And he said one other thing that I thought interesting. We talked about this. He said a lot of the people that have been brought in from South America are basically sleeper cells.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them. And he said the problem is they've been programmed down in South America because of the, you know, operation. He didn't say this, but it was the Operation Condor to basically believe everything the government says. He says, as a lot of pharmacia people are, as far as medical professionals, they follow orders and they do what they're told to do. That's why they don't see the forest for the trees. I'm adding that you have a medical doctor who basically is a pediatrician, and he has all these children come in to see him, and suddenly about 1 in 30, 1 in 20, depending on what it is, starts having neurological problems after that MMR shot at 18 months, and he keeps shooting them up anyhow.
Yep.
Make sure he gets his, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield subsidies. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, the doctor sees what he's doing. Super healthy kid comes in, and within a few successes of shots, the kid doesn't have any speech patterns anymore.
Nope.
And becomes autistic. And the doctor continues to inject and inject and inject, regardless of the consequences of these children, saying, well, we're doing it for herd immunity, and we're doing it for the benefit of the overall population. It's okay if about a certain amount of kids. Well, now there's millions and millions of children with autism. And who's going to take care of all of these children when their parents and their relatives die? Just thought I'd mention that to you guys, too. But it was very, very interesting. And he also talked about Jack Ruby, who killed, Oswald. And he said that Jack Ruby was Mossad agent, and he died right after that happened, too. And he said it wasn't Jack Ruby. It was Jack Ruby Stein, Rubenstein. They abbreviated his name Ruby, but it was Rubenstein. He was, you know, basically, I guess he's a dual Israeli citizen. And then he also ties it back together with 9/11. And by this time, the guy who was doing the podcast was flipping out. He said, we don't want to talk about that. Blah, blah, blah. He goes, well, you don't want to talk about this. You don't want to see what's going on. So I'll give the doctor credit. He's Dr. Jack Cruz. He straight called out the podcaster and said, yeah, you don't want to go there.
You got to remember, I'm just going to say this, even on alt media, there's a lot of podcasters out there, a lot of alt media guys out there that can't say certain things about certain people in certain countries because their sponsors will not allow them to.
Well,
they'll start pulling funding.
Well, he also said, Cruz said that probably 99% of all alt media is completely controlled.
I don't know if it's that high.
I believe it is. Because remember, you got all these groups that are having these large shows now.
Yeah.
And they never discuss what we discuss ever.
That's true.
And it's very rare. And they're going to have 99% of the market share.
When I know they're playing the game on the back end, the ones that don't get censored off YouTube at all. Uh-huh. And they talk about all types of fringe topics, weird topics sometimes, and YouTube doesn't touch them.
That's right.
That's when you know they're playing the game with them, because Meta and all these platforms and Alphabet with Google and all that, if they're letting you go to the top of the ranks, if they're pushing your algorithm, they're blowing you up, if they're not censoring you at all, it's because they don't want to censor you, and they want you to be able to talk about whatever they want you to talk about.
By the way, I don't know really why we have Rumble ads now on our show.
Okay.
I know we don't get any money.
No, I don't get anything from them.
I don't know why Rumble's doing that. Maybe they're having to pay their own bills. I don't know.
I was told when I was trying to contact them on there, essentially we have to start spending more money with Rumble to get them to pull the ads off. And quite frankly, I'll be honest with you, I'm capped out on a lot of the budget stuff right now. I mean, spending more and more money on the show, and I'm trying to do it for everybody, but Rumble wants a bunch of money now to pull all the ads off, and I'm just...
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I mean, I appreciate all the support from everybody, guys, and thank you so much, but it costs a lot of money to run the show and operate everything we're doing all the time. And it's like just money, money, money here. And I'm like, I'm not going to keep paying Rumble a copious amount of money to pull the ads off.
And I love you guys. I love the 3%ers.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're trying to run a show on 3% of the audience actually supporting the show. And I try my best, because we always talk about Jesus as an evangelical standpoint. And I talk about the blood of Christ. I talk about all these different things. I did Angel Wars, you know, that's we still have, you know, posted. I do all of this stuff because I want to make this more of a ministry than anything else. And that's why I thank you guys for supporting us. I mean, a lot of you guys are still supporting our girls in Thailand. Thank you for that. And it means the world to me. But, you know, this show is, like Austin said, it's thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a month to run this thing.
And you guys notice, when you look at the page, you notice how many pop-ups there are? how many ads they have on the side, how many things that get shoved in your face and cookies that track you and chase you around the websites and the internet. Zero. I could have this whole website completely and totally monitor everything you do. Cookies, everything. Follow you around the internet. That's what all the websites do. Why do you think they want you to always force you to accept all their cookies all the time? They want to watch what you do and then target you and market you. I hate that crap. I loathe that. That's why I don't have it on my website. That's why I don't have ads on here. That's why I do everything I can. I mean, we have all these articles. There's not a single penny we charge for all these articles that we write on the website every single week. I mean, always. Every single week we're putting stuff up here. We have a plethora of information for you guys to look at for free every day because I want everybody to stay as healthy and as strong as possible. So for those that want to buy supplements or buy a bottle of Multi or buy a bottle of toothpaste, I do appreciate the support on it because we put a lot of time and a lot of energy.
If you guys just bought a tube of toothpaste from us every month, if all of you did, it would really help cover the cost of all this stuff.
Just, I keep going. All these articles put together, all the stuff on here. I mean, I keep going.
Notice we just showed you all these different websites that we just showed this morning, and they're blocked. Pay ad. You got to pay. And we don't do that.
Yeah. I use all day on the website. And so, yeah, like you just said, we get on the site, can't watch it. Fox News now, they're charging you to read premium ads.
Daily Mail, they're charging.
They're all doing this.
Zero Hedge charging now.
And what's crazy, what's interesting about this, if you look at this, I had somebody bring this up the other day about the streaming sites. And they were like, dude, I cut back on a bunch of stuff. They said they had like Paramount and Netflix. They're spending like $70, $80 a month on basically streaming stuff. Yeah. And they cut way back on it. I thought, you think about that. You go get a Fox subscription, get this subscription. You're going to end up spending $40, $50, $60 a month in this stuff. And quite frankly, we'll give it to you for free. We just ask you to support Health Master to continue to get the truth out there for everybody.
And for those of you who are supporting us, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I pray for you guys all the time. It means the world to me that you're doing this. But I tell you, it's expensive. I mean, we're over $100,000 a year now on this show and costs. I'll let you know that, you know, and running the website and, you know, and paying the marketing people, all the stuff that we're doing. And we, quite frankly, like Austin says, we're tapped out on it. It's that expensive. And so, you know, you think, well, wow, that's crazy. That's like $2,000 a week. Yeah, it's like $400 or $500 a day.
Why do you think all the websites have thousands of ads on them just to generate revenue and cover the cost of the expenses of everything they're running? Mm-hmm. It's not free.
No. And you know, when you hire really good people and they have them come in and we post and put up new pages like we did, you know, on Rumble with this.
Like all you guys ever seen
this? This isn't free. Just let you know, this is not free doing this.
You know, what I could do is everybody likes this better. I just will make the podcast website subscription only, and then I'll have no ads on it. You guys got to pay to go on it. You got to pay to look at anything. I can do that.
Well, no,
we can't hack everybody off though. And I don't want to do that. I want everybody to get this information.
Well, no, obviously. And the reason I don't do that is because I look at this as a ministry to me.
Yeah,
because I want to talk about Jesus all the time, and I want to pray for you guys all the time. And you know, when you support us, you know, but when 3% are supporting us, it puts a big burden on us. I mean, somebody's got to pay the utility bill. I'm just saying, somebody's got to pay the water and the sewage and the garbage pickup. I mean, somebody's got to pay
insurance.
Jeez. And all this other stuff. And so you don't realize how expensive it is to run one of these things, especially as big as this show's gotten. I mean, I was talking to our producer a while back, and it was like 15 terabytes of information.
With these shows that we have on all these platforms, we got 2,500 shows, actually a little bit over that now.
And it's all posted for you for free.
A lot of shows on here. Anyways, another story that I thought, this is kind of funny.
But thank you, guys.
Appreciate you guys. Mm-hmm. Two house cats, again, now have been infected with bird flu. Now, here's how they spin.
Are we going to euthanize all the cats?
No, that's where I'm going to go with this.
Here we go.
Here's how they're spinning this now. They're going, two cats in separate households have been infected with H5N1. Bird flu in cats has been confirmed elsewhere in the United States. The current risk to bird flu remains low. However, it's a wider risk to the general public. The pet owners were reminded never to feed your pets raw food or raw milk. Pet owners should prevent cats from roaming outdoors at any point in time. The latest infection follows feline in New Jersey. Now, here's what's so stupid about this. They said cats generally can become sick with the virus from consuming raw milk or raw meat or unpasteurized milk. I have watched cats eat entire rats
head to toe.
What they do. I've watched dogs eat entire rabbits head to toe. Don't get mad. I'm gonna send me letters. This is just called circle life. It's just what happens. So when they come out with stuff down, they say, don't feed your cat anything other than pasteurized, homogenized milk because they might get bird flu from it. It's complete and total theater to demonize raw milk again and saying, oh, my gosh, don't feed your animal anything other than the pasteurized processed sludge that we sell you guys. It's all corn, 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 corn.
You remember that guy had that German Shepherd who was trained to eat entire rabbits?
Well, I'm going to do that in general, yeah.
A Malamute. I can't remember if it was a Malamute or a Shepherd.
Startled, what do I know?
No, I mean, I saw
do that, yeah. I mean, they're carnivores. It's what they do. It's what they eat. And so, again, this whole theater, again, what they're talking about here, it's all about fear porn and trying to get everybody so terrified that they don't want to do anything unless the government approves it and you're allowed to do it.
Here's here's Donald Trump's quote, by the way, on the Secret Service protection for Hunter Biden.
Oh, gosh.
Hunter Biden has had Secret Service protection for an extended period of time, all paid for by the United States taxpayer. There's been 18 people on this detail, which is ridiculous. He currently is vacationing in all places, South Africa, where the human rights of people has been strenuously questioned. Because of this, South Africa has been taken off our list of countries receiving economic and financial assistance.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Hunter Biden, please be advised that effective immediately, Hunter Biden will no longer receive Secret Service protection. Likewise, Ashley Biden, who has 13 agents, that's 31 agents, 13 agents will be taken off the list. I mean, you know, I just don't understand why.
How long do you think it's going to take for a federal judge to rule that unconstitutional? You can't strip Hunter Biden from his Secret Service detail.
As soon as I get
he's got to be able to smoke his crack in peace, guys. Come on.
By the way, Doge has broken into our building. Federal bureaucrats panic, call cops for illegal takeover. The Post leader claims agency is a private nonprofit. What? Officials of the U.S. Institute for Peace called police Monday in a failed effort to block personnel from Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from entering their Washington headquarters. Former USIP officials insisted Doge has no authority to enter the building and remove its staff, claiming the institute operates independently of executive branch control despite operating almost entirely on federal funding. USIP, established in Congress by 1984, claims its mission is to prevent violent conflicts and broker peace deals abroad. You're doing a terrible
job of that.
Despite the, why don't we talk to people in Gaza, how they're doing? Despite the U.S. having been involved in numerous military interventions, prolonged wars, and rising global instability in the decades since. Doge has broken into our building. George Moose, USIP's acting president until his dismissal last week, told reporters on Monday. What has happened? There's an illegal takeover by elements of the executive branch of a private nonprofit. Unbelievable. I mean, you sit back and you watch this stuff and you kind of just shake your head and go, yeah, for the first time it's being exposed that these people are a bunch of frauds and sending a bunch of money to people they shouldn't be sending money to.
This whole thing's a scam. The USIP requested $55.4 million for fiscal year 2025 to promote global peace and security, according to his website. It's like you said again. Oh, we got to spend money on transgender comic books in Peru. Like, what? Why? What? Does it make sense?
Oh, by the way, there's a very interesting video of an orb floating through a room.
An orb?
Yeah. And they used to call them Foo Fighters in World War II, and they're like balls of light. And I find
energy.
Energy field. Well, it's maybe something else. I remember one time I had one of these things in our bedroom one night when me and Sharon were in there.
You chase it?
No, woke me up, floating over my head. You think, gosh, that sounds freakish. Well, yeah, it was. And then it just went through the wall and disappeared. And I'm like, okay, that's odd. But, you know, I try to walk close to the supernatural all the time, so I don't think much about it. But I woke Sharon up the next morning. I said, you see that ball of light floating through her last night? She goes, no, I missed it. And I'm like, oh,
I missed
whatever.
It. Well, catch you next time.
I think she had her head under the covers or whatever, probably trying to cover up my snoring. That she claimed that I snored, but, you know, we'll see. You know, if that's true. Who knows? What did Kevin Costner say? I love his quote. If a woman can't sleep beside a guy who's snoring, she's not tired enough. Not sleepy enough. That's true, except for you.
Yeah,
I can't be in a room with you at night.
No, we go on business trips. We have to get separate hotel rooms. I can't sleep in the same room.
That's a legend.
Legend. This is interesting. I saw this article. It got popped up. Owen Scheuer, man, he got swatted last night.
Owen Scheuer?
Yeah. A doggone fake 911 call said he's possession of a firearm. He was threatening people. And basically, they sent the SWAT team out on him and drug him out of the house. And come to find out, the whole thing was a security camera. I saw this earlier, and nobody's really covered it. This is becoming now, apparently, I didn't realize it. This is becoming an unbelievably big issue where you're having these Democratic-run cities and Democratic-run groups that are making these anonymous phone calls to 911 and basically getting these guys swatted in the middle of the night, claiming they have firearms, claiming that they're threatening people, claiming they're running around, and they're doing nothing. They're literally sitting in their room in their house sleeping. So just be aware of that when you realize that this stuff is being weaponized.
Well, especially with red flag gun laws.
Exactly.
That, we got to talk about that.
Yeah, red flag gun laws.
Oh, by the way, this is we covered this a few weeks ago. And again, they're saying this again. It's simply not true. Biden refrigerator, Stacey Abrams' group got $2 billion in gold bars.
Yes, I saw that.
That's a lie.
It's not gold. She didn't get gold bars.
She didn't
bars.
Get gold. They got my attention. And a scheme to greenwash home appliances. And I don't know why they have to lie like that. I guess it's for clickbait. Ex-Georgia House Representative Stacey Abrams said this week that she received $2 billion from former president's Environmental Protection Agency to greenwash home appliances. This EPA director recently revealed that Biden's EPA passed their $20 billion in gold bars or grants. The gold bars they're calling are grants.
It's like a slang term for those grants. It has something to do as far as with the on the paper and stuff. But I covered this in detail because it was
no gold.
It was no gold. It was another money laundering scheme with the EPA, where the EPA gave Stacey Abrams $2 billion to go buy people refrigerators and dishwashers that were green. The problem with it was a lot of them never got their appliances. And secondly, it was one of the most convoluted, twisted ways to get these appliances to people. Instead of just giving the grant to the companies like GE or giving the rebates or giving it directly to the consumer, they get Stacey Abrams, who washed the majority of the money, and nobody got anything.
I'd like a new refrigerator.
Refrigerator for free. I mean, might as well be paying enough taxes on it.
I have to turn off the microphone feature so they don't listen to it.
That's right. And the refrigerator likes to listen to everything now, too, apparently.
Yeah, apparently it does. Nestle, by the way, issues a voluntary recall on Stouffer's and Lean Cuisine frozen meals. Wait a minute. Are they trying to stock up these deep underground military bases, Austin?
I don't know. I've been watching this. I mean, if you guys haven't noticed over the last couple of years, especially in the last year, the amount of recalls has been unprecedented. They're saying now that the appearance of some wood-like material was in one of the packages.
One of the packages.
And so it's a hazard to everyone's health. And so, I mean, there's a ton of stuff. The spinach, artichoke, ravioli, all these different ones are getting recalled.
I mean, I really wouldn't eat this stuff because it's not really that healthy for you.
No.
But it does provide a lot of calories for
it
you
in
an underground bunker.
Well, no, that's what's crazy about it is a lot of this stuff is getting recalled one after another after another. Like, I mean, when they had, 10,000 pounds of butter from Costco, they had to recall all of it because it said it didn't have milk on the listing.
According to Nestle, there was one potential choking incident.
Yeah.
What does it even mean, potential choke? Well, if somebody choked, was it potentially they could have choked?
Or on top of that, what did they even choke
on?
So you got some ding-dong that can't chew his food properly, probably drooling on himself while he's watching CNN on the couch, choking down his diet soda, and chokes on some Stouffer's. All of a sudden they go, recall it all. He's potential choking hazards.
Man, it could have been a stem from one of the plants.
Exactly right. Yeah. You're dealing with broccoli. You're dealing with vegetables. I mean, you know how many times I've gotten green beans and stems and broccoli before?
I've had stems and broccoli before. You can't chew them. They're too fibrous.
They're fibrous.
So now we have to recall, of course, one potential choking incident, they recall all of these foods.
And whoever did that, you know they're a complete and total loser. I mean, to go out of your way, because you can't chew your food properly, there's a stem in your food, go out of your way to call up.
If this is even true. They may have just needed to pull some of the more food off to raise some more prices and basically have more shortages. Look at the egg prices now. They're still through the roof.
Oh,
they're supposed to come back down. They haven't come back down.
Found an H5N1 case in one of the birds.
Canada and South America and Mexico have no shortages of eggs.
No.
And this whole thing's controlled.
Well, no. That's why I said, if you notice this H5N1 isn't running around the whole world, why aren't eagles and doves and pigeons and ospreys all falling dead?
And that doctor said yesterday, he says, all about the money. Always has been, always will be.
Always
the
will
only
be.
Thing he didn't go to, and by the way, his language is terrible on the video. Just be aware of that. One thing we need to realize is that you've got to understand that the love of money is the root of all evil. Yeah. And it goes right back to the ancient fallen ones that run the planet and how they contrive and do all of this stuff to reduce the population of the planet. I mean, this is the group that does this. It's the ancient Canaanite religions. And as long as we understand that and we see it, like I talked about in Angel Wars, it makes more sense. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, who could be so greedy they're going to get mad about a stem and a Stouffer's meal and recall all this stuff unless they're doing it for other reasons in order to stockpile underground bases. But I don't know why they want to do that unless they're planning on releasing another bioweapon on the planet. Well, wait a minute. Did I just say that? Well, they are probably planning on releasing another bioweapon because our DNA and our immune systems proved to be a little bit more difficult to hack into than they thought it was going to be.
Well, and what it's pushing towards as well is they want to open up the door for mass vaccination of the poultry and beef industry.
Well, but that way they can get all this garbage in everybody's body.
Just, exactly. They're not going to be able to get away from it.
Now, you think about it for a second. This is – give me this camera, Rich. This is very important what I'm fixing to say to you because I know this to be a fact from an epigenetic standpoint. Children, parents, grandparents who received the Simeon 40 polio vaccine with a live virus in the 60s and in the 50s, they have had children now that did not receive that live virus who have tested positive for Simeon 40 through their DNA, Austin. Yep. It was transferred from an epigenetic standpoint into the next generation. Okay, so now you're going to pump a bunch of it in eggs. And you know what just irritates the garbage out of me is this. Why in the world are they picking on the Americans? Oh, that's right. America basically was the bastion of freedom, and they've got to destroy the white Christian people that are here. You think, well, there's some black Christian people here. They are, and some Hispanic Christian people here. I got that. But the reality is the white Christian males and the white Christian population and the females that settled the United States and did a lot of things here in the very beginning. And I don't like the slavery part of it at all. But then a lot more of the white Christians came over from Europe in this giant immigration after the Civil War. And they're the ones that stood for peace and freedom. Remember the old Superman story? You know, the American way. And all the stuff, they've got to eliminate that from the world scene. They've got to take away the Americans. And why are they picking us with eggs? They don't have a shortage of eggs in Europe. They don't have a shortage of eggs in Mexico.
Well, because
they want to put this crap and inject this DNA garbage, this Simeon 40 into the chickens and transfer it into the eggs and then transfer it into you. You think, that sounds awful. That's the only thing I can make any sense of all this, Austin. They want that bird vaccine.
Well, no, Evie keeps referencing culling measures taken to attempt to stop the spread has wiped out 166 million birds in the United States since the outbreak. Over the past decade, the United States has faced two large outbreaks. The current U.S. outbreak of the bird flu has continued almost nonstop since February 2022. This only seems to be a U.S. problem. Bird flu is just completely isolated in the United
this
States.
This is Chevron doctrine, yep. Running through the FDA again, saying we're going to kill all these birds and all of these flocks. And now we have this massive shortage. And it's also by these Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferian Synagogue of Satan, whack bags that are so greedy, you know, that they have to make more and more and more money as they kill people. These people are really sick. You think, he covered one more thing, too. He said yesterday, he said Hitler was pretty much just a thug. He said Stalin was the real criminal. He said he killed 60 million of his own people. That's a fact with the Russian Revolution, Stalin and Lenin. So, I mean, but we've been taught the other history of the world.
Did you see that one movie we were talking about the other day, Enemy at the Gate? It depicts that as far as with Stalin's ground force, and they were basically going towards and fighting on infantry, and they started retreating. Doggone Russian guys, Russia on the backside started machine gunning their own guys if they retreated.
Yeah, retreat.
Execute them. You do not retreat. You retreat, we execute you, go forward and die. Mm-hmm. I'm like, golly. So they never want to talk about any of that stuff that went on.
Well, no, because, I mean, Hitler, he did some bad things. He also did some good things. Stalin and Lenin, they didn't do anything good. What they did was awful. I mean, it was horrible what they did. And so, you know, but we can't talk about it. Again, I want you to read the book. It's free, but you can't do it on a Google search because it won't come up. You have to do it like on a DuckDuckGoGo search. It basically is called The Bad War by King. Read that book if you really want to have a real lesson of what World War II is all about. It's a great book. I've read it several times. And you'll have an epiphany of what happened in World War II if you read that book. As far as that book lines up with what my mom said and my grandfather said about what happened. And guess what? They were there. Just thought I'd mention that.
You're going to love this. Judge temporarily blocks the EPA from canceling climate grants now.
Unbelievable.
The new EPA administrator, who's actually trying to – appears he's trying to do some decent stuff, said he will not rest until these hard-earned taxpayer dollars return to the U.S. Treasury. The federal judge is blocking the EPA from terminating the grants. They're part of a $20 billion fund.
Remember, a lot of this is being used for chemtrails, probably.
Isn't it funny how when the EPA is doing whatever they want, it's a free-for-all, Chevron doctrine. We have to listen to the EPA. More money for the EPA, more restrictions. Now the EPA goes, we're going to cancel some of these funds. They're completely out of control. Whoa, whoa. You're the EPA. You can't do that. You can't cancel funds now.
Well, because they're laying off a lot of people. And, you know, and we learned from, you know, the MBA program about the Peter Principle.
Yep.
As levels of management increase, so does inefficiency. So the government has become so inefficient that the top levels of management have no idea what the lower levels of management are doing or where they're spending the money, period. That's why they have to have constant memos and constant meetings with everybody to try to coordinate what they're doing.
EPA explained that it was terminating the grants due to multiple ongoing investigations into problematic waste, fraud, abuse, and conflict of interest. No, you can't stop those grants now. Gosh, these judges suck, dude.
Well, you know, we warned everybody when Biden was in his last leg,
yep,
and he was appointing judges, I'm sure with a robo pen, over hundreds and hundreds of judges. He put them in. I mean, he like replaced the entire judiciary for 4 years. I don't know why Trump couldn't have done that 4 years earlier, but he kept putting in more and more of these liberal judges because he knew where this was going. And we warned everybody when Trump got into power, he doesn't have the authority to do all the things he's doing, probably. And we're going to find out now through the court system. Now think about this. The Supreme Court's going to have to hear all of these.
Gosh.
You're talking about backing up.
Everything,
and that's why Trump said, I'm not going to pay any attention to lower court rulings. I'm not going to do that because these guys are legislating from the bench, which they are.
When they demanded that the plane full of, you know, migrants, illegal migrants, a lot of them were criminals, be turned back around and brought back to the United States, I was like, well, these guys, they're not even trying to hide anymore.
Well, you can't do that in international waters.
No, it doesn't matter.
I mean, you're on an airplane.
And plus, when did these lower federal courts override the executive power of the United States president? When did this start happening?
What's been going on for a while, but now it's really starting.
Now it's really showing.
I remember one time I was asking, we were on a plane over Europe, and they were in international waters, and I asked them because I was talking about, you know, I had the kids with me on the airplane, and I didn't want them ordering a beer, just to be honest with you. And I told them, I said, you know, I don't want, what is the policy here as far as what your laws are? And she says, well, normally what we do, because we're over international water, is we continue to implement the policies associated with the country we left.
That's right.
Remember that?
Talked about that. Yep.
And so I guess there's some precedent to that, but there's really no law to that because international waters are international waters.
You're in the air over water.
Yeah, it was crazy. Someday I'll tell you a story about when we went as a high school group to Mexico. That was fun. They don't try to enforce any legal age as far as alcohol down there way back when. I think I was told that story.
Have you told that before?
You don't put a 17-year-old in a room with the ability to order beer.
No, with a bunch of other buddies. down in Mexico.
All right. I'm sorry I got off on that. What was your next story, Austin?
Gas prices have started to fall now for the fourth straight week. Who are on that?
I haven't seen it here.
I haven't either. They said continue the downward trend, hovering around $3 a gallon. National average is $3.02. You know, I talked to a buddy of mine last night, and he said, man, DeSantis really needs to step in with all these taxes and regulations. Because, you know, he said in Texas, they're like $2.80 out there. Tennessee's like $2.70 a gallon. Florida, we're still in the mid-threes. Diesel's still $3.50, $3.60.
I paid $3.72 for it the other day.
And what's crazy about it is, you know, as I've said this so many times, they really wanted to get the economy booming again, and they didn't want all this sluggish stuff happening. All they'd have to do is drop diesel prices. That's it.
What is it? Every dollar in rise in a gallon of gas in a barrel of fuel, in oil, takes like $5 billion out of the economy.
Yeah.
I remember those numbers from years ago.
Processed diesel's even worse because every single thing everybody touches, doesn't matter if it's eggs, doesn't matter if it's tires, doesn't matter if it's produce, no matter what it is, everything touches diesel trucks.
You know what's funny too is diesel used to be a lot cheaper than regular gas because there's hardly any processing to it from crude. And what's interesting about this is it's when they started having oil and gas shortages, they realized that there was an inelastic demand curve for diesel,
yep,
and that people had to run big trucks to get products delivered so they could raise the price high as they wanted.
They found, it's exactly right, when they found they'd raise gasoline, regular gas, too high, people stopped driving.
They started carpooling.
They started carpooling, right. Diesel doesn't have that option. The trucks still have to run no matter what all the time.
It gets so frustrating. You fill your RV up and you're like, this is ludicrous.
Yeah.
I remember when it was $5 a gallon a few years ago.
I do too.
And I'm like,
this truck price went to the floor.
$150, 150 gallons of fuel in the RV. That's $750 for fill up. You're like, what the heck am I doing? I thought I was saving money having an RV, not having to buy hotels. This is horrible.
No, there was no saving any money with that.
No, not at all.
No. So that's one of those things, you know, when you start seeing what's going on, you got to start asking questions and you got to start acting accordingly to it. And there's also an article. We were talking about articles here earlier. I wanted you to make sure you guys got updated on this because we post them every single week. The one was the study finding increased risk of hypothyroidism within 12 months of the COVID-19 vaccination. I talked about this in detail 2 weeks ago. The thyroid support is the best formula for that. Read about it on there. It's why we put them together. And then there's another article we put together too recently. It's really cool. And it's basically the best time to take your supplements, maximizing absorption of the basic healthy lifestyle kit with the multiple, which is on sale, the C, the D, the Norwegian omega-3, and the B complex. So go ahead and read through this because this goes into a lot of stuff. It talks about when to take is ideal, foods that enhance the absorption, foods to avoid, key nutrient interactions, best time to take it, the timing, and it goes into detail with all the different supplements on here. So this is a really, really detailed article we put together because I've had this question brought to me a lot. When do I take my supplements? How do I take them? Where do I take them? You know, what do I take them with? We answer this question in the Basic Healthy Lifestyle Kit, which covers pretty much most of the basic supplements that we
have. Is this a new article?
This new article is
put together. Wow, that's great.
But I'm going to give you, and there's references, all clinical references here, basically talking about why to take the supplements at certain times. So I've had this question brought up a lot. So you can go on here and pull it up on the articles at the top of Team Health Masters.
Because remember, we only have so many receptor sites in the intestinal tract. Yeah, you need to spread them out throughout the day. By the way, this is an interesting article to me, and I find it extremely troubling, but it doesn't surprise me. Genderqueer newborns. Jersey hospitals are now asking for newborns' preferred pronouns and sexual orientation on a brand new baby. Just when you thought the insanity was starting to subside with the Democrats that are out of office, we learned last week that New Jersey hospitals are now requesting parents to specify their baby's preferred pronouns and sexual orientation at birth. Wait a minute. Inspire's Health Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity Questionnaire asks parents to identify their baby as male, female, transgender, genderqueer, or additional gender category.
At birth.
At birth. The healthcare system, which runs multiple hospitals and centers in New Jersey, introduced the form last year to comply with a state law requiring providers to collect demographics and identity data in a culturally competent and sensitive manner. One 34-year-old resident told the Post, that form is completely crazy. Anyone who would dictate a baby's sexual orientation probably has an agenda. If I was told to fill this out, I'd rip it up in front of them. It feels like we've entered the twilight zone. Another mother-to-be commented, identifying my baby as gay on day one is insane. I had no idea about this form. I was shocked.
This is lunacy. Mm-hmm. This is pure lunacy run amok. The fact they'd even put a form out there, make it available. My one-day-old, they're transgender. They're genderqueer. They're zeer-zeer-zoom.
Well, you remember we talked about the IDs. Once they put that down on that baby's ID form, that stays with that child. So whenever that's
go in and physically change it.
If they can. So the baby's going to go in there.
Follow them around.
They're 16 years old. They want a driver's license. Oh, we see you're genderqueer for the last 16 years. And you're like, no, I'm not. Yeah, you are. I'm telling you.
From your birth certificate, dude.
Yeah, you don't think this weird stuff happens?
Wow.
I had TSA stop me on a flight to St. Louis because they did not put down what sex I was, male or female. And they were looking at me. They knew that I was male. I had to go back to the ticket counter, almost missed a flight, so they could say and verify that my driver's license said that I was a male. This happened to me personally. This is some weird crap. I don't like stuff like this. This is horrible.
Well, no. And the problem is, when you're doing it with a newborn on a document,
tag that kid.
Yeah, I mean, this is a document now with a birth certificate.
That means all their teachers, when the child gets registered to school, are going to see, oh, this is genderqueer. This is a newborn. These are preferred pronouns.
They're going to be labeled with this and plagued with this before they even realize what's going on.
Before they can talk.
God, I hate people sometimes, dude.
I hate people.
No, I'm sorry. Like, I love our listeners. I love our friends. But these people, dude, they deserve one thing. You know exactly what I mean. These people are straight preserved. I mean, they're just perverts. The wood chippers, the only thing. God, that makes me mad. These little kids don't even know. They're 4 or 5 years old. They're going, oh, I don't know. My mom said I'm a transgender. It's what it says on here. I don't know. I guess I am.
So the voice of authority tells them from the ages of 0 to 12 or 15 they're gay. Well, they're trans.
Anyways, I'm getting mad.
Hey, Jesus is the answer for everything, guys. And remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Probably shouldn't have covered this article when it's off on the air.
I got all fired
up, man. But I love you guys, and I appreciate you. It's my privilege to pray for you guys on an ongoing basis. Thank you for supporting Health Masters.
You guys be sure you voted. It won the product of the week, the one and only Ultimate Multiple Capsules, on sale for 50% off. On sale right now, so be sure to check it out. Stockpile it. You know, the one and only product, Ultimate Multiple Capsules, on sale. And be sure to check out the other kits we put together, including the really popular one that we run every single day, just about when we're in a hurry and we got stuff to do. The Ultimate Morning Energy Kit is right here on the table. Check it out. Give me some feedback. Give me a review on it when you try it. Let me know what you think. Give me an honest review. I appreciate you, my friends. Stay strong and healthy. Keep up the fight. We'll talk to you on this show tomorrow, as always.
Love you guys.